Welcome to Under the Lights, a Vikings Entertainment Network production, and this is the first one, and appropriately enough, we have Aaron Henderson joining us as our first guest, because he is off to a great start this season, aren't you?
Playing pretty well so far.
Don't you
think?
Doing
some good things out there, yeah.
You're a starting linebacker for an NFL team. That's a long way to come for an undrafted rookie free agent out of Maryland, isn't it?
It was a long road for me, man. It was a tough road. I'm still fighting every day as we speak to stay on the path that I'm on right now. It never gets any easier for me, and I don't expect it to anytime soon. But I've always looked forward to challenges and the opportunity to overcome those challenges when faced with them, and I think I did a good job of doing that thus far.
Why do you think Minnesota was a good fit for you? Because when that happens, after the draft is over and teams are scrambling, they get on the phone, mm-hmm. you were a guy who probably got a lot of calls when you weren't drafted because teams were surprised. You chose Minnesota for a variety of reasons, I would imagine, but why do you think it's worked here?
I think the scheme that they put me in, they do a good job of putting me in situations to win. Now that I do have an opportunity to get out there and play on defense. And then when they call my number, it's a matter of going out there and being productive and getting the job done so that they continue to do it in the future. So I think that them having that trust in me and that belief in me that if they ask me to get something done, that I can do it. Just like I just finished watching that clip of Coach Frazier. You know, they know what I'm capable of and they know what I can do, and it's just a matter of me going out there and executing and getting it done.
Number 50's been all over the field. 25 tackles, 2 sacks, a few tackles for loss. What's working for you this year?
Just buying into the program and what Coach Pug and Coach Singletary are teaching me and what they're telling me. I think I've always had the tools and necessary to be successful in this league, but I think it's just a matter of paying attention to the little details and doing the small things right that they're telling me and catching on to those tips and pointers and actually making good use of them once I get out there on the field.
Any particular play so far this season through 2 games or a particular moment that stands out for you?
I had a good shot this past game, I think, on number 33, I think it was, and we went back and watched it last night when I got home. I watched it with my wife and my son, and I had her quiet everything else down. She had some music playing and something else, and I actually turned it down for a second. I kind of turned the TV up, and you can hear when I hit him, you can hear it, and then you hear the crowd go, ooh.
You like that?
Yeah, that's what you search for. You want those ooh licks. You want people in the crowd when they see you hit somebody and see you catch somebody, it's kind of like, whoa, what just happened, you know, because you don't always get to see those, and it doesn't always happen that cleanly and that clearly for you. So I think that was a big step for me, especially since it was something that Coach Pug and I talked about last week after the game. It was a time when I was in a similar kind of situation, and I kind of waited for him, and he ended up gaining maybe 2 yards as opposed to being a TFL. So, like I say, me kind of buying into what they're telling me and what they're explaining to me and kind of putting it to work.
You're basically on the field for every defensive snap now. I mean, because when we're in base 4-3, you're one of our outside guys. When we're in nickel, you're our Mike linebacker. And you wear the green dot on the back of your helmet, right? So tell people that responsibility. You wear the green dot on the back of your helmet. Why is that?
That's a crazy feeling for me. As a kid growing up, you know, the offense used to be the only side that had the microphones, but you would watch them, and you know that those were kind of the leaders of the group. That was the person who was calling the plays and who was kind of putting everybody in motion and making sure everybody knew what was going on. And for me to have that opportunity to wear that, you know, it's not something I take lightly. You know, I look at it every game when I step out there, and I look at it and I kind of take that peek like, yeah, I'm green dotted today. You know, I got the green dot. You know, the coaches are going to be talking to me in the microphones and telling me what messages to relay and pass on to everybody and get everybody set up and ready for the play to come.
Your older brother wore the green dot. Does he watch your games ever?
Of course. You know, I'm sure he watches them all. You know, critiques me and tells me what I need to work on and what I can do better. You know, he's helped me out a lot. And, you know, he tells me to just, you know, keep showing up. You know, the biggest thing that you can do is just keep showing up, keep splashing, and keep having that number called. And if you get off to a good start, you just kind of let it roll from there and let that momentum carry you through this long, grueling season, because that's what it is. And you kind of got to get going, get started early, and just go from there. So that's what I'm trying to do right now.
You're off to a great start. As we said, 25 tackles, you're all over the place. The team is off to an uneven start. We start out great in week 1 at home, and we win in a close game, and then we go to Indianapolis. It's tough to win on the road, and we couldn't get it done. So the team is uneven this year, 1-1. What do you see coming up here for us? Can we get it back on the right track?
I don't think we put it all together yet. You know, I don't think that the fans or us as a whole have seen what we can do when we put our best foot forward. I don't think we played our best football Up to this point, I think we've left some plays out there. We left some opportunities out there that we could have taken advantage of. And, you know, we could have made a couple plays here and there that the game or the outcome may be completely different. You know, maybe instead of going into overtime with Jacksonville, we win by 14. You know, maybe instead of losing to the Colts, we win by 7. You just never know how it might play out, how it could go. But I think once we get that and we understand how to be here and take care of our responsibilities week in and week out, and I think we can play with anybody on Sundays.
Well, if you can play with San Francisco, you can play with anyone. We got them coming in this week, and if you guys mind your P's and Q's, we'll have a pretty good game against them, right?
Yeah, it'll be fun when they come into town. You know, we look forward to it. Like I said, I embrace challenges, and I know this is going to be a challenge. You know, it's a good football team. They're doing some very good things right now. They got a good coaching staff as well. But I embrace the moment. I look forward to the fans coming out to pack out the Mall of America field.
Getting loud.
And getting that dome rocking like I know it will. I need our camera shaking. I need, when I come back and watch that tape on Monday, I need the cameras to be shaking on my iPad and stuff. I need to be like, whoa, I'm dizzy. I don't know what's going on.
You want it to be hard to see numbers,
yeah,
right?
I need it to be tough. I need it to be real difficult in there for them.